Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and here we go. Holy cow. I want to tell you something. I heard from somebody yesterday, I go, man, you guys are really destroying Easterby. Holy crap, that dude's catching.
Same guy I heard from him.
And, but we ain't, I don't even think we're close to what Mike Florio's doing. Holy crap. It seems like Florio has an axe to grind here.
I think there are people that he is getting information from. The thing is, he's got people around the league who do not like what he's done. I know this for a fact, just from talking to people.
Yeah.
That don't like what he's done, that don't like the way he's tried to climb up the ladder and done it on the backs of some different people. And you know, but what's funny, I think I've told you this before, a lot of people who know him don't dislike the guy.
No.
They said they just don't trust him. But I don't dislike him. People who come in contact with him, who know him, they don't dislike him. And it's funny, read what Bill Belichick says about Jack Easterby. He actually is very complimentary of Jack Easterby until it gets down to basically should he be a GM.
Right. Well, in this article by Mike Florio on Pro Football Talk, Belichick said this: Jack did a great job for us. His role was a varied one. He worked with a lot of different aspects of the organization, players, coaches, support people, so forth. He was a person who could connect well with everybody, from the owner of the team to the equipment manager or equipment guy that picks up towels and all the people in between. He was a very valuable person in this organization in the time he was here. Is he a personnel guy, Bill? Jack's not a personnel person, no. No.
Well, I mean, he just was honest and told the
That's
truth.
That's it. Well, and it seems,
and
Florio says, it seems like it's a body slam of Easterby, but it's just the truth. That's all.
Yeah, he's not.
He doesn't have that experience.
No, it wasn't a body slam. He should in no way, shape, or form be a general manager. You can't let him do this to the team again. I mean, you just can't. You want to make him, I know he's executive vice president, you're not getting rid of him, whatever. The concern for me is that a good football person won't come. You'll have to get a weaker guy's going to have to check in with Jack. But there's a chance it could work if he lets a football guy do football things. The problem is, if you let him be GM, what he did with that contract for Deshaun, what he did with dealing Tunsil for not getting a deal done, what he was part of with that DeAndre Hopkins trade, I mean, that just cannot, you cannot let that stay in a personnel capacity. That's got to go. You can't have him doing that. So,
well, he can't distance himself from it either.
No,
that's
no,
all.
No. He People can't. In the building know.
The only person that matters is Cal. Does Cal get that?
Because knowledge Cal is power.
Well, it is. But here's the deal. Is Cal letting him get away with this? We got to get out of these Bill moves. Well, wait a minute. You were there. Pounding your fist and standing on the table for these guys and for Bill. Well, you know, I was, what is it? The Stockholm syndrome? Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah.
The Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where, you know, you're under the power of this person and there's nothing you can do about it. Well, no. I mean, that'll show you how you are, what kind of climber you are. Because Bill had the power, so you were all on board with everything that Bill wanted and everything else. But here, I do think that there is an aspect of that, though, if you want to know the truth.
You do?
Yes, because if you disagreed with him, you saw everybody who disagreed on anything with Bill O'Brien, they got fired or they were out. They were not, that person disagrees, they're not part of this anymore.
I guess you shouldn't have knifed Brian Gain.
Right. Well, but Brian Gain disagreed.
Yeah, you know, Bill... The more that I hear, the more I find out, and the more I really think about it, God, he was worse than I could have possibly imagined. Like, you couldn't really see this coming 4 or 5. He's not very friendly. Whatever. The fans don't like him. He's not personable. You know, when you see how he operated and what he did and how quick he turns on people, I mean, how quick he didn't stay at Penn State long at all, and he had bad things to say about them that were publicized, you know, in an interview he didn't think was going to go public. He, here in Houston, behind the scenes, he was just, he had moments where he's just a tyrant. And then you're right. If you disagree with, look how many coaches he went through. He went through like four special teams coaches. Granted, it wasn't that great. Almost got in a fight with Larry Izzo at one point. Went through about four or five wide receiver coaches. The guy, I just think he just has some issues. He just has issues with interpersonal communication. I think he just gets really sensitive. And you can't be sensitive for being such a red-ass masshole. You just can't. And then you throw that into a decision-making capacity, not just a team, but an organizational capacity. It's terrible. And then, you know, and then his right-hand man is completely incompetent, has no experience at it. Could he be good one day? I don't know. I mean, you know, maybe there's a possibility Jack could be good, but that was an incompetent contract he did with Deshaun Watson by not demanding a longer deal. If you don't get it, then you don't extend Deshaun. You say, then we'll just wait. I had a GM tell me one time, agents will take you to the very end. You cannot blink. You just say, that's it. We'll take David Mulgeta, who's his agent. We're going to take him and we're going to franchise him. And Mulgeta will say, okay, we're not doing a deal. And then you have to wait. And then you just say, look, we'll give him a contract, but he's got to sign a 5-year deal. And then they either do it, or maybe you go with the 4-year deal, or you just wait and you have the balls to put Deshaun on a franchise contract. You can't give in to agents as easily. I mean, John, this is ridiculous. We should keep talking about Bill O'Brien and the terrible moves because they're not changing. But I just want to make sure people realize Laramie Tunsil did a deal that an agent couldn't even do. He fired his agent when he realized how easy it was going to be against Deshaun, against Bill O'Brien, because he said, why would I give up 2%, 3% of this? I can do this myself. And he got a deal that even Ronnie Stanley's agents couldn't get. The player got that.
Right.
That's how easy it was. Right. It was cake.
Yep.
Because there was no Chris Olsen.
Yep.
There's nobody in place.
Well, nobody could tell.
So you got an owner who has never been an owner. Like, you got an owner who's not in the capacity of being an owner. Yep. You got an executive vice president of football who's never been a football guy. And you had a GM who was never a GM. Gee, wonder why the Texans are in this spot.
I was sitting with my boys last night and watching the game, and we had an argument about Deshaun Watson. Is Deshaun Watson a good quarterback? Their contention is he's not a good quarterback.
I think Deshaun is a good quarterback, but I'm not going to go any further than good.
Okay, so then we went through the list of
good means top
everybody
10.
That you would trade for, you would rather have than Deshaun Watson. And
they had several.
Yeah, well,
did you disagree with them?
Yeah, well, Tom Brady. I'm like, you can't know.
Yeah, see, I you have to look at it with a little broader.
Yes, you can't just say Tom Brady and Drew Brees.
Say, okay, over the next 3 years.
No, over the, yeah, well, or whatever. I mean, he's your guy. Tom Brady's in the league another year, this year and the next, and maybe that's it.
Drew Brees, we're just hoping he gets off a ventilator since he had his lungs collapsed and several ribs broken.
Right. No. Well,
oh, really? I'll take Deshaun this weekend. You got Brees? Good luck.
Well, no, even before his lungs collapsed, I'm still taking
Deshaun. If they're taking lung collapse Brees over Deshaun, that is disrespectful.
It is disrespectful.
Yeah.
Everybody's being really, really disrespectful. Would you rather have Kyler Murray?
Yes.
Would you rather have Josh Allen?
Yes.
Would you rather have Tua?
I'm not ready to say that yet.
Okay. Would you rather
is this just because I see him all the time and maybe I don't appreciate Deshaun?
I think that's the case.
I wonder what
I know. I'd rather have.
Would you rather have Deshaun than Kyler?
I'm torn on that.
Yeah, I am kind of too. What about would you rather have? I think Deshaun is a better passer actually than Kyler Murray. Who do you think? What about Josh Allen versus Deshaun?
It's a tough call.
It is. These are tough calls that wouldn't have been tough.
These are
calls
really tough
year.
Calls. I'd rather him than Baker. Joe Burrow? It's a tough call.
I would say yes now, but once again, I mean, Burrow, as the season progresses, you know, I said the same thing about Josh Allen, but look where I am now. It just is the more I see Joe Burrow play, that may flip.
Aaron Rodgers, yes. even though Aaron Rodgers is older, you still want Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, Aaron looks like he can.
There's nobody in the – certainly not Tannehill.
No.
Denver, not Locke. No. Obviously, Mahomes.
Not Carr.
Herbert?
No, I'm not going to say Herbert yet. If I'm not going to say two, I'm not going to say – and Herbert's actually
Goff,
done more
No, Garoppolo, no. Russell, yes.
Russell, yes.
New Orleans, no. Carolina, no. Atlanta, no. You wouldn't rather have Matt Ryan, would you?
Well, I mean, if I – for the next 3 years, if you told me – I think – listen, that one's a tricky one. We just write Matt Ryan off because he's on a team that doesn't do anything. Matt Ryan's actually performed at a pretty high level.
Yeah, he really
but
has.
But Deshaun is – I want a guy that has some mobility.
What about
That's
Lamar?
The way the game's played. Yeah, I'll go Lamar because I think if he doesn't throw well.
I would rather have Deshaun.
It's fair to say, based on what Lamar's done this year, I just think Lamar is so deadly as a runner, but they have taken that away from him some this year.
Look at when he's not a good passer. We know that. I mean,
I'd like to see Deshaun run a little more, actually.
Yep.
I mean, when he ran the other day, they used it on a third down.
He could not run Myles Garrett.
Miles is, what are you going to do? Miles is a freak show.
That's a freak.
I just want to point out that the Texans can't help but for players to take their money, and the Rockets can't get a guy to take their money.
Right.
I know.
How about that?
That's where we are now.
When we come back, we'll tell you what Dell is talking about. My kids are freaking out. One of my kids, Mason, who's really turning into one of my big basketball kids, he's freaking out that people won't take, that certain people won't take the Rockets' money. And they're reading all of the, Dad, do you know what this guy said now? Dad, every alert that comes in on Alex's phone, Dad, do you know what's happening right now currently with the Nets? So, Dad, did you hear what happened with CP3?
Yeah.
So there was actually a lot of movement.
Well, there was talk about him going for Booker. Not anymore.
No. There's a lot. Maybe Booker will be happier now. There's going to be a lot of talk about what's going to happen. When we come back, we've got your Houston Rockets have some news that should be finalized or should go down officially at some point today. You'll want to listen in for this one. And then you'll have other news that's not going to happen today for the Rockets. Chris Paul was traded. The movement is beginning in NBA circles. We'll tell you about that when we come back. Right now, I want to tell you about the movement that you could see in terms of your business with SiteJab. SiteJab is a company that does so much more than build a website. They help build your brand. They can do branding videos for you. They can help you with your portfolio of being able to expand what it is that you do, your footprint. And they do it all with the digital footprint that is going to be optimized for PC viewing and for mobile viewing. Let's be real here. Mobile viewing takes place in over 80% of the time that people are on your website. They're doing it through a tablet or mostly through a phone. So you've got to have a website that is properly optimized for that. If you had somebody at your workplace or a brother-in-law or whatever do the website 5 years ago, there's a pretty good chance it is not optimized for viewing on a mobile device. And you need that. You need that, or people are going to start to think, even if it's subconsciously, that you're not the right person for the job because they think that you just aren't, just aren't up to par with what is going on today in design and in business. Listen, you can have a website that totally tells everyone about who you are, what you are, the work you've done, and then allows you to convert those eyes into business leads immediately through the site. SiteJab.com. SiteJab.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH for 20% off your first box.
Hey, time to talk about Coors Light. Cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. If you're on the Twitch feed, you can see my laptop. Oh, it's got Coors Light on it. You know what else got Coors Light on it? Me. I probably still got some from last night. Probably still all over me. I don't know. Well, here's the deal. I don't like to waste it by putting it all over me, but I do like to drink it, okay? And here's the deal. If you're looking for cold, clean, they had some yesterday. And what a perfect day. Yesterday was the official day of drinking Coors Light. You know why? Because it was perfect out. You know why? Because it was a Monday. You know why? Because it's just a day. So even if it's raining, even if it's snowing here, I don't care what it is, Coors Light is the official beer of that day. So if you're looking for cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing, you want some Texas chill, you can see the Blue Mountains, baby. That means it's chill. It is so totally sweet. It's Coors Light.
This is what you call a flip. 10 keys from a car to break.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Jimbo moved to 8:15 this morning. The game's already been postponed. What are they going to do here? I mean, how many games does Jimbo, how many games can he make up now?
He can make them all up if he's not going to make the SEC title game. He'll just play it on the 19th. That's when that true. Game's going on.
They got the 12th already set with last week's game, right?
Correct.
The Tennessee game. Correct. Now the Ole Miss game they can play.
On the 19th.
Well, what if they're in the SEC championship game?
Well, then
game,
I guess they're not playing that game.
That is true.
Alabama would have to lose twice, but if they do, then the Ole Miss game gets pushed aside.
Yeah. Well,
and then maybe Alabama plays LSU that week instead.
So the Aggies got hit hard, I guess.
Huh? Yeah, they're not the only one. Miami shut it down for 2 weeks, so they had games pushed back multiple weeks. So they're going to be off like for three full weeks for the next.
Yeah, week. I guess the Aggies had somebody on a flight, and it was they quarantined. I was told they quarantined everybody in certain directions on both sides to test them, but I guess they all came back. A lot of them came back as positive. So we are going to – this is the big concern.
They came back positive?
What's that?
You said they came back positive?
I guess so,
I thought it was
right?
Only one, and then contact tracing was a problem.
Well, I knew the contact tracing. Is that
we'll get the story from Jimbo.
Yeah, we'll find out from Jimbo.
I mean, Lucci tweeted out last week that he tweeted out as soon as the Tennessee game got canceled that the Ole Miss game wasn't going to get played because there would be only one person who would have been out of the quarantine because of contact tracing. And he knew it. He said last week. Forget about the Ole Miss game because the SEC rules would mean no one's going to be out of contact tracing.
I think they've had some other positives, but I guess the contract. So I remember him saying that, but how long was the contact tracing the contact tracing shut down that may? Well, I heard it shut down a certain amount of rows in each direction of the flight, which ices all those people and then position group people.
Well, contact tracing is 14 days, I believe, in the SEC, which is actually longer than if you test positive. So if it started last Monday. Then, yeah.
So here's what I was told, and this may not be news
last
to you
Monday,
guys.
Last Monday, why would they all be on a plane on last Monday?
No, I'm saying if someone tested positive last Monday or so.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So here's what I was told by somebody in the NFL who had COVID, a personnel person. Yesterday we were talking, and I said, hey, how you doing? How you feeling? He said, I feel fine. I feel great. And I said, when are you getting tested? Go back. He goes, oh, no, I don't have to. I said, you don't have to? He goes, no. And this is, I guess, an NFL thing. His team doctor who's with the NFL, you know, his team doctor who they have a protocol with the NFL team doctor who has a protocol based on the information they get from the CDC and Fauci and whoever else nationally. They just said after 10 days, you're not going to be
you're not contagious.
He's had it over 10 days. Yeah, he said after 10 days, you're not contagious. Yeah. You've shed your contagious level. The earliest stages is when you're shedding. While you're sick, you're shedding your contagion and people can get it. And then after a certain – and so if an NFL – he doesn't have to have a negative test to come back. We had to have negative tests, yeah. Which I get it. People in business. But the NFL – I said, are you hoping to get a negative test?
It makes sense. If you're not contagious anymore, why would you have to?
Well, because how do you know for sure if you're contagious, I guess? Well, I guess that's my point.
Because the
scientists now, yes. If the NFL is saying you can come back, that's about as hardcore as it gets because they're dealing with an issue. You know, we were going to go to Indianapolis and go see a game. We can't go to Chris Ballard's house because he hasn't officially had it yet. Or not everyone in his family and not everyone in my family have had it. So you can't have any visitors at your house. Like the NFL saying, telling personnel people and coaches, you guys are not to have anybody. It can't be an official policy, but it's strongly suggested. So we can't go up there and stay with them to go watch a game at all.
You know they have hotels in Indianapolis.
Yeah, but we can't go to games.
Oh, that's true too.
Yeah, we can't go to games.
You just can't go. Well, you could probably get a press pass and go.
I could go.
Yeah,
but then I'll just
next. It could be
my wife.
He can be your guest.
I ain't going to spend
key grip
money for two rooms in Indianapolis in the middle of winter. That's not my jam.
All right, so so Jimbo will be here at 8:15. You Aggie fans, James Harden.
All right.
First of all, let's talk about the trade first. So the Rockets, Trevor Ariza's coming back here, buddy. How about that? Are you pumped to see Trevor Ariza back here?
I hope he gets his apology because he said he wanted an apology from the Rockets because of how they dealt with him the last time he was
here. Well, that guy who dealt with him last time and dealt him is gone.
Well, I would think it's an organizational apology.
Well, I'm sure Rafael was very nice to him on the way out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just as long as they make sure Trevor, because Trevor don't play, so I hope everyone involved make sure everything's copacetic.
Now, Trevor is a guy who is known to not. He's not for the bullcorn. So they will. And that's what Rafael Stone will be like. I would have never done any of the things that Daryl did to you to hurt you.
Right.
To make you sad.
Where did he hurt you?
Or whoever hurt you or hurt you in a place or whatever. Never would I have done that.
So, and you're like, wait a minute. Trevor Ariza is coming back. That's right. For Robert Covington. How's that? How's that taste?
That sounds terrible.
What about the thing you guys have been begging for? Let's not pretend it's just Trevor Ariza. What else did the Rockets
get? They got Portland's first round pick this year, 19th overall.
And yep. They're protected next year.
And protected.
See, at first you say, what about Trevor Ariza for Covington? No, Covington really came on. Covington's a better player. Yes, and there's a contract that somebody wants you to take on, but it comes with draft picks. I say yes.
Yes.
Bye-bye, Covington. Hello again, Trevor Ariza, for the
amazing.
Third time.
It is amazing. The 19th overall pick, and you're like, totally.
I'm like,
sweet.
Holy crap. How did we get a 19th pick? It used to be like, 19th pick? I wouldn't even pee all over a 19th pick if it was on fire. Now I'm like, draft pick? Let him come with the 26th pick. I'll be so excited.
The problem
this
with
is
the,
weird.
The 19th pick is that LaMelo Ball is probably the second pick in this draft.
A second. It's the 16th pick. Feel better.
What?
Oh, it's 16th.
16th. Oh, I thought it was 19th.
Even better.
Oh, nice.
Remember, Portland just barely made the playoffs.
Pick. 16th pick.
Yes.
Yeah.
So start whipping up your mock drafts for the Rockets. You only have, about 36 hours or so?
Well, they didn't even play basketball last year, so it's like, who's this guy?
Yeah, how can you evaluate? You didn't even see these guys.
It's going to be a difficult evaluation time for Rafael.
Well, I mean, they did play up until the tournament, but that's when we all start caring.
Yeah.
But they did get a regular season in.
Good for them. I mean, Robert Covington was a nice piece, but whatever. See ya. He was just a piece. Now, it's amazing, though. I'm telling you, this is really getting ugly. So, you got the 16th pick this year. You got a protected pick next year. You got Trevor Ariza coming back, which I don't know. I don't even know if he'll be on the team. We'll see what they do with his contract, whatever. But it's the biggest question is James coming back.
So
he turned down a $103 million two-year extension. He turned down $50 million a year.
Uh-huh.
Now, maybe it's just a ploy. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't want to. It seems that he really doesn't want to be here now. It seems like he's really, really pushing.
Does it, John? Does it? You obviously didn't see his Instagram. Because Alec came and showed me his Instagram story yesterday.
What did his Instagram story say?
Del, can you explain this? What he did was he took a bottle of water and he unscrewed it. And then he put a cap down on the table. And then that was the end of the story. Do you know what that means?
Salary cap?
I've heard the term no cap before when it comes to talking about something. No cap means no lie, I believe. So maybe what does a simple cap mean?
I don't know. Does a cap mean don't believe it, or does a cap mean it's not a lie?
That's what you have to figure out when you're...
See, James right now is like, he's enjoying this little...
He's going to Deshaun with cryptic...
Maybe the cap just means all of it's a lie.
All of it's a lie, yeah. We don't know. This is so exciting.
Maybe...
This is an exciting time to be a Houston
Maybe it's all a lie,
fan.
But I thought no cap... I mean, cap means it's not a lie.
No cap means no lie. So if he just drops the cap down, maybe
it
just means
lie. But does the bottle
not
have a cap? Or is the cap on
Well, which did he show, the cap or the bottle?
He zoomed in on the cap, but he zoomed in on the cap.
He zoomed in on the cap.
But if he zoomed in on the cap, then it's a cap.
That means lie.
Did he sign an extension? But is it out there anyway?
Confused.
So now, this is very exciting.
I thought cap meant cap.
No.
When did cap become lie?
Well, you're not one of the young people. No cap came about from a song, really. No cap means no lie. I'm not lying about this.
It was invented by a guy named True Jeezy.
There's nobody named True Jeezy. You made that up.
Lil True Jeezy.
No, that's not a thing either.
Lil True Heezy.
Yeah. No, that's Raheel, and no, he didn't make up the song.
He didn't make the song?
It was in a Pop Smoke song.
This seems like a lie Raheel's making up, though. He does make up lies.
Future did it in a battle rap against 2 Chainz.
No, that's not the case either. You're just making stuff up.
So I don't need you here trying to fact check things, Del. So here's the thing. So this is an amazing time to be alive as a Houston sports fan. We've got it's an exciting time.
Is it though?
On the verge of getting it. Yeah, let me explain. Okay. They're on the verge of getting a draft pick. Of having a first round draft pick.
I mean, Portland's probably going to be making the pick for you.
When
but
was the last time?
It's one pick.
The
one,
16th pick. When was the last time we got excited about a draft pick?
Capella, and even that was supposed to be.
I'm talking about in all of our sports. We haven't had an exciting draft pick since Deshaun. Yeah,
it's been a while. But this is an exciting time. Like, James is playing games now. Is he? Is it true? Is it not? He's turning down extensions, but he's zoomed in on the cap.
So
what does it mean? But then there's rumors going around that he may be traded to the Nets. One of my kids is about to cry about it. Is Russell staying? Is Russell going? Third time around? For Trevor Ariza? What? This is exciting. This is amazing. You've got intrigue in the front office of the Texans. Like, will Jack be or won't Jack be? Is there a chance that we could have Papa Romeo again next year? I don't know. Well, you know, what's going to happen with Will Fuller? Uh-oh, Spanky from Little Rascals waiting to see if he's getting traded. He put that gif out there before the trade deadline. And what about the Astros? Oh, Astros intrigue. Well, is Michael Brantley maybe coming back? Maybe he's not. Is there any chance that is there a chance that Justin Verlander just pitches through an injury that requires Tommy John? I'm just going to put it out there. Maybe he'll pitch next year. No one else is saying it, but I'll say it just to throw it out there. Just to increase the intrigue.
Mm-hmm.
This is an exciting time for Houston sports. Is George Springer going to stay?
Honestly,
I feel like I'm hearing rumors. They're talking about George Springer staying. People are saying that on the streets.
This stupid. This is the worst segment we've got.
Who's going to get fired next?
This is the worst. This is the worst time ever in Houston sports, isn't it?
No, are you sure?
Like 82 or 83 was the worst. It was Hugh Campbell, the Rock. It was the Rockets before they had Ralph, and it was like the baseball. The Astros are just blah.
The early 80s, they were okay.
Yeah, but there was a very specific year, a couple years. Bro. Like I said, Hugh Campbell Oilers was like, oh.
Oh, no.
And then it was Ralph in 83 came, and then Dream in 84. Yeah. And it was like, Warren Moon started taking off, and everything had an uptick.
Hmm. Yep.
What about the 2003 season of Houston sports? You got Astros in the midst of a 100-loss season. The Rockets, meh. 45-37.
Wait, the Astros are in the midst of a 2013.
Astros in the midst of a 100-loss season.
Yep.
Yeah. The Rockets just 45-37. And then the Texans were, what were the Texans down 13?
They lost 14 in a row.
Yeah, that year they lost 50, yeah.
Yeah. The Rockets were okay.
45,
but this is challenging. This is we're in a challenging time.
Oh, this
right
is
now.
Extremely challenging.
Yes, yes.
This is the one.
All
good
of our
thing,
teams
though,
are challenged.
I would say
don't do it, John.
I would say yeah.
That's
don't.
That's all
don't,
I said.
Yeah, don't do
challenged.
It.
Challenged.
I would say right now the Rockets are headed in the tank. Right now, the way it looks, the Texans are dookie. But the Astros right now, we can't quite put that on the Astros because even if they lose, like they still have plenty of young talent. Actually. Oh, Yordan, I guess, maybe had a double patella tendon surgery. But you still have Bregman. No. You still have Carlos for now. Some young pitchers that
Altuve,
we weren't anticipating.
We can't throw to first anymore.
Altuve.
Still got that.
Well.
You still got good stuff. It's 7:30 on ESPN, 97.5,
7:03. Miles Straw?
713-780-3776.
Fast white guy? That's pretty good.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So, get this. I didn't know this happened. This happens in the world. So Yanni goes, we're sitting last night, right before the game starts, and he goes, here, pick a team on DraftKings. And I'm like, okay, pick a team. Here, I'll pick Adam Thielen. I didn't take Dalvin Cook. I didn't think I was like, I know, I hope, because I was playing Dalvin Cook in fantasy, and I'm hoping he doesn't get 15 points, so I lose. Anyway, so I pick Thielen. I pick Anthony Miller. I pick.
It was just for the game.
Just for this game.
Yeah.
You pick, and like.
Yeah.
And all these people do it, and it's like it costs, I don't know, 10, 20 bucks or whatever it costs. Anthony Miller misses that ball. Did you see this? Anthony Miller misses the ball at the end of the game.
Uh-huh.
Would have won $50,000 for Yanni.
No
way. My picks would have won $50,000.
No way.
Way. It goes through his hands. Yanni was he was like 6 points down. Anthony Miller misses that
ball.
But some
other guys would have had him too.
No, I think I don't know. He said, I don't know who else had him, but I was right there in first place, right there. Wow. Right. And he won money on this thing, but he said, you can win like money on this.
Oh, no.
On DraftKings.
Oh, I used to be on FanDuel.
Does anybody know this? You can win money?
Yeah, we've known it for several years.
I've never done this. I've never done DraftKings.
I used to do FanDuel all the time.
Yeah, I don't. I've never
and
done
it. And then FanDuel bailed because they got scared. DraftKings
Texas, kid, right.
And DraftKings said, we actually aren't afraid of you, Texas. If you want to go to court, let's go to court. And then when we win, it will bust wide open. And if we win, we'll bust wide open the state of Texas for gambling. And Texas doesn't want that smoke right now.
No.
So they just kind of they just ignore them. And FanDuel still said, we're still scared.
Can you flippin' believe that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is crazy. I mean, I'm going to do it. I'm going to get addicted to this now. I was like 2 minutes before the game. Oh, I said, take Rudolph.
It's
take
only
Miller,
been going on for like 10 years.
I've never done
how did you know? How did you not? You probably know. Did commercials. Remember when FanDuel and DraftKings wouldn't shut up for like,
yeah.
They brought so much,
oh my
they brought
God,
so much attention. I'm like, we are bringing too much heat to this. Yeah. Shut up.
No, the commercials were every other commercial was a DraftKings.
It was great for people who were doing advertisements. We were getting paid.
Yeah, we were getting paid.
But I was like, y'all need to shut up. You're bringing too much heat on this.
So anyway, back to James Harden. So the thought is, and wait, well, the thought is he wants to go there. But are you sure this is everybody certain this is a good fit? Is everybody sure?
No, I don't care if it's a good fit. Do whatever you want. Just bring back something in return.
Mm-hmm.
No, you think it's a good fit with him and Kyrie? No, I don't think it's a good fit. Are they talented enough that they could still win? Yes.
Yeah.
Will it work long term? A guy who's a flat earther versus Club James? I'm not sure how that's going to go, but whatever. It ain't going to be my – listen, that's not my problem anymore.
Is this Rick Kamla? Was he the guy that was doing the show here with Clint?
Yes, that is.
He tweeted out yesterday, reading the tea leaves, it sounds like James Harden wants the Nets, but Kyrie Irving doesn't want Harden. I can't blame Kyrie. I mean, okay, so if you've got to get rid of Spencer Dinwiddie, you've got to get rid of Caris LeVert, you've got to get rid of, they're talking about the draft picks that the Rockets would pull in would be through 2025. I mean, and this is after that Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving are going to be there. So there's a chance the Nets could be crappy again, and those could be really big picks. Are you sure that James Harden, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Durant can all get along? Are we sure of that?
No, I don't
care.
Are
you sure that there's enough basketballs? I think that James would definitely subjugate himself to those guys.
Yeah, I think for a while.
Yeah.
It will. Yeah, I don't care how.
But does it?
It'd be fun to watch it from the outside looking in. I've already given up on this team. This team is done. It was a good run. The different iterations. It was like a really good run, but it's over. And as long as Rafael Stone, that didn't look like a bad deal yesterday. Covington, I mean, you got some draft picks, which is what I want. So,
well, I don't know. Are those? Are you? This is for the future because is Covington? I mean, isn't Covington going to be better than a 16th and whatever? A protected?
I don't know. I know they'll be younger and cheaper, and you can grow them. There's plenty of. You always tell me about players who are drafted in the 20s or whatever who become really good players.
Yeah, some crappy ones too.
Yeah, no, I understand how that goes, but you're gonna at some point you got to start taking. You ain't winning nothing with Robert Covington.
No,
one of your linchpins of your organization either. I'd rather have picks.
Yeah. No, I would too. Listen, I'm.
And if you get multiple picks for James, and you know, maybe you can trade up and get some. I don't know. Maybe you can just get multiple young players. That's also fine too. It's better than what's on your bench.
Well, no, you got to get some. You got to get players.
You want to be the Bulls?
You got to get more players.
You looking to be the Bulls?
You know.
Yeah.
You looking to be the Bulls?
No, I ain't looking to be the Bulls.
With actually lesser in terms of draft picks
and in a tougher conference.
Yeah.
Holy crap! No,
I don't disagree that this team's not going anywhere. As presently constituted, and you want to turn this thing over, and but it's going to be a real come down for a lot of people, winning games, being a 50 win team consistently, and then looking out and go, man, where the Timberwolves without Cat, without premier lottery picks, where are the Timberwolves?
Yeah,
that's going to be a hit to people, and if this all goes down the way it feels like it might,
well. No, because you still have draft. You still have capital in James.
No, I mean, I'm saying you're trading James, and
well, right, and that's not. But you're going to get players in return.
We had this talk yesterday. You're not. Look, the Rockets should not trade with the Nets because you're not getting premium players back. Dinwiddie, Jared Allen, fine, whatever. They should be looking for other options. But if James somehow forces them to trade to the Nets, you will not be a playoff team next year. There's no one on the Nets that's going to be your linchpin. Caris LeVert's a good player. He's good. I like him as a player. But in the West, with the Warriors coming back, with who the Suns have now, you're not making the playoffs.
Good luck. I mean, well, with those anyway, though, aren't they? Oh, we looked at this. The Rockets are the seventh seed now.
Maybe,
this year?
But James is
as is.
James has shown the ability to drag a team to 40 plus 50 wins. So I still think he has that capability in him, even in a stronger West.
We've also seen him drag him to a 500 record.
Well, that's true, but we'll see. The James we've seen as an MVP has done it multiple times, 51. So we'll see what happens. I don't know if he's going to be here or not.
Well, what do they think of this move, though? Robert Covington is a better player than any draft pick is.
Well,
going
they're
to be.
Deciding it appears to be the first step in saying we're blowing this thing up.
This is clearly not how Daryl Morey would do it. Not how Daryl Morey
keep trying to just bandage it up and keep going, and it's
well, or get younger and
yeah,
yeah. You know, let's face it, it's younger and cheaper.
But he's never done that though. He hasn't. No. Everything's been trying to build towards a championship.
Well,
this is what it looks like: build towards championship, build towards championship. Now, that's as far as we can go. Out. I'm getting out of here.
Right. So, well, that's the question with this owner and with this general manager. Is if we can't win a champion, what good is it? If you can't win a championship,
I feel like if you can't win a if you're not building towards a championship, you're not doing anything. You're just spending time trying to get a certain amount of tickets. If there's ever been a time to do it, it's now. There's no guarantee that first of all, the seats are not going to be filled to start the season.
No,
it starts, guys. It starts coming up in about a month and a little bit more than a month.
And you're even after a vaccine, you're still not guaranteed that the people are coming back right away.
No.
First of all, a lot of people don't have any money.
Yeah, it may only be at 50% or whatever the case may be. I mean, the vaccine
is 100%. You're not going to get people
full
in the
scale.
Stands.
It should be available to everyone by April, which means a lot of people will have it before then. But still, that's you're through half the season. So, in the NBA, look, there's not going to be a bubble. So if there's a bunch of guys that test positive, you're going to have, and that's going to happen in basketball. By the way, I think this is going to be a massive problem. Because you can't fade losing seven guys like a college or pro team can. Seven guys, you ain't playing. No. Contact tracing for 2 weeks, You're going to miss a crap ton of games in the NBA.
Guys are, especially basketball, guys are leaning on each other, sweating all over each other. I mean,
So it's really going to be an issue. So if you're going to make moves, you make them now. You make them now. And look, I don't think life was probably very fun for Daryl when he lost Tillman that money with the Hong Kong stuff. And I'm sure at some point Daryl just wanted to get out from under Tillman, because when you read the stuff Daryl has said, man, Daryl's made some comments that weren't directly at Tillman, but he's made some very positive comments about Philadelphia. And you have to try to say, okay, was this just about Philadelphia, or was this in any way a little shade at Tillman? Mike D'Antoni didn't even want to. He's like, I'm just good. I'm good. I don't want the extension. I don't even want to talk about an extension. After they lost, he got on a plane. Hey, let's. I don't want to even do this. Yeah. I'm good. I don't want this anymore.
We'll see where this heads over the next couple of weeks here. If it comes to a head with James, if in fact he does want out, and we'll see. And the rumor is that there's really not much interest in Russ right now. So all this talk about Russ to here, Russ to there. Yeah. Well, it's not all as interesting as it seems. 743 ESPN 97.5. When we come back, Peter King wrote something that's just going to destroy all your hopes and dreams for the Texans. Next.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
745 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713. Yeah, we were talking about going up to Chicago. You know, the Texans are playing up there in December. December 13th.
Locked down.
What's the sense?
Chicago's locked down.
You can't
down.
Go anywhere. I mean,
I talked about
go to sit in my brother's house.
Yeah, I talked to the guy who does my contract stuff. Is in New York. Oh. I said, "What's New York like? Is it getting it all back?" He goes, "No, everything's boarded up." At first, it's boarded up for safety purposes and to keep their stores safe from looting. And he goes, "Now it's just like it's boarded up, but it's got graffiti all over it now." Oh. So he said it's boarded up and graffitied. He goes, "The streets look nasty." He said that. He goes, look, there's not that many restaurants open. They don't want to open at night because they're too scared. And then so a lot of times if you see them, they'll be open during lunch. But he said
it only comes out at night.
Well, no, they don't want at night. They don't want people. They don't want anyone attacking. There's been the murder rates skyrocketed and just the crime rate has really skyrocketed. Mm-hmm. And then he just said restaurants, so they don't want to be open at night, and there is no theater. He goes, there's absolutely no reason to come to New York right now. Zip. He said, to come to New York right now, what would you do? You can't go out. There's no shopping. You can't go to dinner really anywhere at night, and there's no theater. He goes, I mean, if you're just like walking around in the cold, that's fine. Yeah. He goes, there's not really anything to do.
So Peter King. Boy, this makes you know what? This should have been in the other segment with how disappointing our lives are right now in Houston. So he said, let's say Eric Bieniemy. Well, first of all, this is kind of about Amy Palsik. What a stupid move it was to fire her. Let's say Bieniemy has between the Jets and the Texans. Well, you think, it's the Jets and the Texans. Of course, the Texans is a better job. Not so fast, my friend. You think the Jets have 5 picks in the first 3 rounds of 2021, 2 first-round picks in 2022, and a stable GM in Joe Douglas. You may have the first overall pick, of course, in 2021 as well. Houston has Deshaun, but he's only here for 4 years, and he's not sure he wants to be here after that. Houston has massive personnel holes and won't pick until the 3rd round this year. Houston is scoring... is 21st in scoring, even with the great Watson. 29th in points allowed, 30th in yards allowed, and you got JJ and Whitney Mercilus, your two best guys, 32 and 31. Salary cap numbers. Houston's top eight players will cost the team combined $109 million. That leaves $66 million for the last 45 players on the roster. How about that? Houston just let go of one of the best.
Contracts matter. The contracts you give out matter. Everyone can talk about everyone getting their bag. Well, guess what? When too many bags are given out, you know what you are? You're the Rockets.
Guys.
You're the Rockets.
109 for eight guys.
Yeah.
And 66 for the other 45. Wow.
It sounds like a fantasy auction.
A lot of guys are pissed about Amy Palchik being fired. If Bieniemy has more than one choice, even with Watson on the pro Houston side of the balance sheet, does the idiotic Palchik move just add more fuel to the fire of avoiding the Texans at all costs? And don't forget, the Jets are going to have Trevor Lawrence. So do you want a young Trevor Lawrence that you can mold, or do you want Deshaun Watson here with no ability to put help around him? And then he destroyed this whole thing about you can't find a coach in during a pandemic. If the Texans conduct the search and Crennel's the best man for the job, fine. But the NFL conducted free agency in the early days of the pandemic and got it done. The NFL conducted the draft in the heart of the pandemic that got that done too. The NFL has played 147 football games during the pandemic through 10 weeks. There is not one game that has not either been played or rescheduled. And using Zoom and private planes is also an option. It is stupid to be saying you cannot get a coach because of the pandemic. Those are my words. And it's just, again, is this just a Jack Easterby move? Let's just wait. We don't want to. We can't get a GM because we can't meet him. Then we can't, and we can't get a head coach. Let's just stay with how it is right now. Let's just let.
What's the most
I'll just
obvious,
run things until we can.
It's the most obvious thing there could possibly be. It's very obvious what's going on. Peter King's laying it out for you. And while Florio may have some type of, when Florio has an axe to grind, you know it. And he's clearly got an axe to grind with Jack. Peter King just laid out factual stuff. And it's stuff we've been saying. None of this is stuff we haven't said. But it's just the truth. I mean, he did throw in the, I mean, you had a draft in free agency, right? Through virtual means and doing all that stuff. But the bottom line is, you actually play real football games now. You could have a guy fly there and do.
No, you can't. Business. You can't fly anywhere, Lance. Oh, that's right. Entire football teams fly together.
Yeah, so this is, I mean, clearly this is just a con for a long game. Jack's working a long con by even planning that stuff to Ian Rapp. I mean, who gives it to Ian Rappaport? Where would that come from? It comes from Jack. There's nowhere else. You think Cal is calling up Ian? Ian, it's Cal. This is what we're going to do. No.
Wait,
it's coming from Jack.
What is that? Did you hear that?
Knowledge is power. I'm just doing my, that's the only thing I've heard Cal say ever, is knowledge is power. I'm using that voice. Cal for Peter King. Cal for Ian Rappaport. I mean, why would Jack say that? Except that's why I told you I'm quitting if he's GM. I'm going to quit. I'm not going to be here. And if this is a long con where he's, and if the person that sent me this text, that the rumor about it's going to be Scott Pioli, because Pioli can get Jack locked in too with him, and they can both sign five-year deals, and then they get rid of Romeo after 1 year and bring in a different coach? No.
They can't.
It ain't going to matter if it's the same owner. Really do need a new owner. Is there any way they could do some type of owner interview? Cal, there's so much money. There's so much money to be made. Why would you want to deal with this? This is going to be terrible, Cal. It's not going to be fun. Your teams are going to lose. People are going to say ugly things about you. Why don't you just get money and kind of be a hero?
Why doesn't the Smart brother take over?
Kerry?
Yeah.
I'm with you.
What? I mean,
I don't know why we've got Aberama Gold running a team. We could have Tommy Shelby, and we've got Aberama Gold.
Man. Cal taking all the slander.
He really kind of is. You're really being hard.
Yeah.
I mean,
what did Cal do to you?
Knowledge is power. That's not knowledge a real thing.
Is power.
No, that was a
that's,
very.
That's not a thing.
No, but look, he did that in a. It was a hostage video. The quality wasn't great. What you're doing is very insulting. Do it again. What were you doing?
What was I doing? This is Ian Rappaport.
This is Cal.
Hey, Ian. Ian, it's me, Cal.
Man, can you believe how phones work, Ian?
What? that's you improv-ing.
That's your
it's
voice.
You improv-ing.
That's you, and I'm adding words to what you make him sound like.
Yeah. You're both being very ugly. Disrespectful.
Not me.
No. You are a little disrespectful.
I don't bet.
A little bit.
I don't stand
like
on.
Cal is like touching the phone. How does this work?
See, you just did the voice. You just did the voice.
Well, the voice is on the thing. That's what I'm saying.
That's what you did.
Knowledge.
He doesn't sound like that. That's only because of the quality of the audio.
How does he sound when it's really, hey, everybody, it's me, Cal. Can't believe I had such bad audio quality. Anyway, listen, Ian, I'm in complete control of this organization.
Thank you.
When I did a deep dive. I did a deep dive to get rid of Brian Gaine.
D.D. McNair.
Deep dive, Cal.
Deep dive. Cal McNair. Yeah, that's what the D stands for. D. Cal McNair.
I'd rather have somebody who runs
Deep Dive.
Billy Boys run this team.
What? Who's what? I don't even know what that
What's
means.
His name again? Abarama Gold?
Yeah.
Gold.
It's Littlefinger.
Yeah, I know.
They changed his hair. One season, he looks like he's got this stringy, kind of blondish, light brown hair. In the next season, he looks like Littlefinger. Mustache. And I'm like, why did they change him to look like Littlefinger? He's Abarama Gold. I don't trust him. He's kind of just a gypsy.
Don't look at Tillman's mentions.
Oh,
hashtag
man.
Look at them. No, Art, we're not looking at Tillman's mentions.
So this guy, Tyler Conway, Adrian.
Bro, I got something in my throat.
Adrian Wojnarowski says, after turning down an extension offer to become the first $50 million a year player in league history, James Harden's message is clear. Get me to Brooklyn. This guy, Tyler Conway, who's even got a blue check. John, very important.
No, it's not.
He said James Harden, Daryl Morey, and Mike D'Antoni have all told Tillman Fertitta to take his money and get bleeped. That's not necessarily untrue. Because we heard that Tillman didn't want Daryl to go, like he didn't push Daryl out. And we also heard that that was Mike D'Antoni's choice, not Tillman's.
Is this, somebody referred to this as his AD move. This is James Harden's AD.
Well, that's what it looks like to me.
That he's forced his way out.
That's what it looks like to me.
Well, is he going to go as far as what AD did? Because James has more years on his deal left. Is he going to like quit in the middle of the season? Because that's what AD did. Nah, I don't want to play anymore. I'm going to sit here and watch the games, but I'm not going to play. Is James willing to go that far?
We'll see.
Because it's...
We'll see.
I mean, because the Rockets don't have to send him anywhere.
Is this a revolt by the players? I mean... Daryl walked in and said, I want out. Okay, beat it. Are the players doing this as well?
Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson do a podcast, and they said...
Why don't you play it?
I don't have it with me right now. We're about to go to a break.
No.
Because Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson will drop some players.
There were no ugly words there.
No, I don't have it with me right now.
Yeah. Well, when we come back, play it. We'll play it when we come back. We'll hear from those two guys. But first, why don't you talk about your patio?
Let me talk about Texas Custom Patio. Oh, man, it was great being out there yesterday. Fantastic. It'll be great again today. Can't wait. Texas Custom Patios. So when you first go to the website, you'll be blown away by the before and afters. And here's what you're going to do. You're going to hem and haw just like I did. Steven said this is usually what people do. Should I? Shouldn't I? Should I? Let me talk to my wife. Should we? Yeah. Well, it'd be really great. No, let's wait. Yeah, it'll be really great to entertain, and oh, could we get that? And you get excited, and finally you decide, okay, yeah, we do want to do this. And what they'll do is they've got a CAD designing program where they can design basically an exact replica of what it's going to look like for you. Steven Schell has done thousands of these patios, and so he probably has a backyard that looks similar to yours so that you can see, based on what your house design looks like in the back, what they can do for you. And you can see what it's going to look like, and you can have an idea. And then you're going to find out that what they designed for you is exactly what it's going to look like for you. They can add surround sound speakers, the big screen TV outside. That just pretty much comes standard. But they can also add the big ceiling fans that they have some really, really good ones that you need to look into, by the way. And then it can do outdoor kitchens for you, fireplaces, multiple TV setups, wet bars, so many different things that they can build for you. It's really up to you. and what you're looking for. Let my friends over at Texas Custom Patios truly turn your outdoors into a beautiful oasis for you to hang out at and have friends come over and just enjoy. Maybe it's just you and your family. Make sure the Texas Custom Patios is one of the first places you check. Go to their website, TexasCustomPatios.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.